Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today with Darren Williams of NCBA joining us in just a moment.
This is Angie Meyer from M6 Dairy Farm. I'm a third-generation dairy farmer and proud to be a member of a very important agricultural industry. Did you know that nearly 98% of dairy farms, large or small, in this country are family-owned farms? That's right. Moms and dads, grandparents, along with kids and grandkids on dairy farms across the country are working hard every day to ensure your family can have the highest quality milk on the table each day. Even though dairying is a 24/7 year-round job, we also find time to be involved in our local community, our kids' church activities, and we support 4-H and FFA. It's a family lifestyle we are proud of. Dairy farming is a great way of life. If you'd like to learn more, please go to dairymax.org. Again, that's dairymax.org.
Working for you, dairy farmers from your hometown.
He's the executive director for communications for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, but he also considers himself the dean of students for MBAs, the Masters of Beef Advocacy program that's been developed by the NCBA using beef checkoff dollars. And we've had a chance to go through the program. We're now graduates of the MBA program, proud to say that. And we asked Darren Williams to tell us a little bit about the evolution of this particular program.
Well, the basis of the concept is that we need every beef producer in this country to be engaged in getting out and talking with consumers about what it is that we're doing today to produce safe, wholesome, and nutritious beef. Because we've got a lot of other people out there, activist groups, Humane Society of the United States, PETA, of course, out there trying to tell our story for us. Frankly, in agriculture, we don't do a great job of speaking up and speaking out for ourselves. So that was the impetus, and the program was designed to allow people to study beef nutrition and environmental stewardship and animal care in terms of what messages we need to deliver to consumers online in their own homes, and then be equipped to answer any question that a consumer might have about today's beef.
Now, this program, you indicated, is a little over a year old, right?
That's right. We actually launched the courses live in March of 2009. Since that time, we've signed up more than 3,000 students and had more than 1,500 people graduate from the program. So they have earned their Masters of Beef Advocacy, or their MBA, if you will. And they're out there now doing things like starting blogs, posting comments on online news sites, using their Facebook pages to spread positive stories about today's beef production.
You're saying that but before the MBA program was really around these folks that can be advocates for you at the grassroots level, that it was kind of tough sometimes coming to work because of another day, another crisis within the media.
I tell you, working with the media, Ron, sometimes is like beating our head against the wall. And I'm talking, of course, about the mainstream media, but New York Times and Washington Post and Time Magazine, because it seems that today's mainstream media is more engaged in what we call viewpoint journalism, or taking a specific point of view, as opposed to the type of journalism I studied, which is present both sides of an issue and factual information and let the reader decide. So as the mainstream media has moved in that direction, it's become even more important that we get out and directly connect with consumers with our message.
Dean of Students for the Masters of Beef Advocacy Program, the MBA program for the beef industry, Darren Williams of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you. This summer, Oklahoma Agritourism invites you to participate in the Adventure Passport Contest. Go online, where sharing your memories is fun and easy. You could be a winner. To get your passport stamp, upload your story and photos for a chance to win. Details at agritourism.travelok.com. The website features more than 500 events and attractions, including guest ranches and wineries. It's the Great Adventure Passport Contest, brought to you by Oklahoma Agritourism, a growing adventure. Remember, we've got previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any page. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.